Welcome to the Divine Obsession podcast by Father Joes. Let us reflect deeper the stories of the Bible we have heard for years. If this podcast gives you a new insight, share this with your friends or family. Here we go. Now, in Genesis 21, we are back to some joyful times. In Genesis 21, we see the birth of Isaac, Sarah's joy. But then there is the rivalry of Isaac and Ishmael. This leads to the ejection of Hagar and Ishmael, and they are comforted by an angel in the wilderness. We read further Abimelech's covenant with Abraham. That's the gist of Genesis 21. When I reflect further on this chapter, what comes to my mind is Romans 8:19, where we read, "The whole creation waits with eager longing." The whole creation waits with eager longing. We live in a world of instant gratification society. No matter young or old, everyone wants and have information at their fingertips. The word Google was once upon a time name of a company. But now it is a verb we all use, because anytime we want to know something, we say Google it, because the answer is right at our fingertip. Our patience level these days, for that simple reason, is much lower than that of our ancestors. We cannot wait for things any longer. The deep longing we are talking about in the first paragraph is not the trait of the modern society. If you do not answer your text or your email right away, then there are hard feelings, fear of rejection, fight, and the rest of the drama that follows. With this backdrop of the modern society, and when we compare it to the time of Abraham and Sarah, we have to look at Genesis 21. That takes us to the reality of how God works things out. Coping with God's ways of doing things is just the opposite of the ways of the modern world. Everything, if it is left to God, will be delayed blessing. It will be a delayed blessing. Nothing is fast and furious for God. This is the message of this chapter. Sarah had to wait for a long time, even after a child was promised to get the child. She waited until she got pretty old to conceive. She had to wonder if God was in the story at all. But she waited, though, through her doubts. Look at Abraham. He was not a spring chicken when his firstborn came out. He was 100 years old. If any one of us can actually think straight at 100, I would call it a blessing beyond imagination. I have met two people in my life who made it to 101 and more and seemed like they carried some sense in them to that age. As for me, forget it. That I won't have much sense left in me by then. So, it was a delayed blessing for Abraham, just as much as it was for Sarah to have this child at this age. It was a blessing in when it came in God's own timing. See how Hagar and Ishmael were treated. They were thrown out of their security and into the wilderness, but God was waiting for them in the wilderness. For Hagar to know God and experience God's care, she needed to reach the wilderness. In the wilderness, Hagar had to move away from her own son and the limited vision she had to see God's hand at work with her child. God opens the spring of water and life for them once Hagar gave everything into the hands of God. God's blessings may be delayed and nerve-wracking, but it always comes when needed. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit rested on him is what we read in Luke chapter 2, verse 25. This Simeon waited for a long time for the right time so that he could see Jesus brought into the temple. We see Jesus doing the same thing when he waits for the right time to raise Lazarus from the dead. Martha and Mary had to wait. He did not rush to raise him, instead waited for God's time. Jesus asked his disciples the same thing, to do the same way, wait for the helper. Jesus says, I will send you the Holy Spirit. Delayed blessings are real, and I believe that's how God does things. He rushes not. So in short, Genesis 21 speaks volumes about waiting for the delayed blessings. Delayed blessings of God in our lives is a proof. It is proof that God is with us. If you doubted whether God was ever with you in anything you are going through, remember Abraham, remember Sarah, Hagar, Isaac, Ishmael, the disciples, Martha, Mary, Lazarus, and the list goes on and on. You are on the right track when things are not right in front of you when you want it. God works with infinite things, and we work with finite things. It is in my DNA to die, therefore I have a limited vision. And it is in God's DNA to live, and therefore a greater vision beyond the small things of this world. Therefore, delayed blessings are God's way of guarding your back.